As I tried to be discreet as to who was coming in studio today, but we were tweeting and Twitterers were retweeting and retweeting. So in studio with me today, man, am I excited about it too. It's the legendary Twinkie Clark, along with her nephew, Larry Clark. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Yay. Now listen, I'm so excited about you guys being here. Thank you so much for stopping through.
Yes, we're excited to be here.
Now I know you guys are going to be over what part of town? You're going to be at Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Rockville, Maryland tonight, and it's absolutely free. So we'll talk about that, but we can't have Twinkie in studio and not talk legend. Now, how do you feel about that word, legendary, Twinkie Clark?
I receive it. I think it's a blessing to know that the Lord has given us longevity and that we've made it this far and still praising God with the gospel music.
Amen. Amen. Now, I was looking up some of your music that you've written a lot of music.
Praise God. It's over 300 songs and I'm very grateful.
Published.
So yes. You've got more in the can, if that's what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, thanks to my mom, the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. She was a songwriter and musician herself, and I always wanted to be like that. And she started teaching me and training me, so I began writing for the group, the Clark Sisters first, and some of my own material.
Amen. I know we were going through some of the videos and stuff, trying to prepare. And, you know, I'm Kojic myself. So I remember the days of sitting in the choir and scared that she gonna point me out for not singing the right note.
She was pretty firm and strong, but she would bring out the best in you. And she would always teach us about how we have to have the anointing and live the life you sing about.
Exactly. You know, my church is Capital Temple Church of God in Christ. And, of course, my pastor, the late, the great Elder Ricky McCrimmon, who stood beside Dr. Maddie Moss Clark while being the president of the Mass Choir. And then, my pastor now, Pastor Danny McCrimmon, has those same tendencies and ways that your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a hard taskmaster, but he brings out the best.
That's right. That's right. They get a little tough sometimes. But their main thing is that you put Christ first in what you do and give it all you got.
Yeah. So I have to look at your mom a little sideways, give her a side eye for what she put in my past.
Well, thank God. I'm glad you see some good in it.
Amen. 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 And I know you guys have been longtime friends. So you've got new music out and we've been playing it.
Praise the Lord.
You've got new music out.
Thank you for playing it.
Live and Unplugged. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm excited about the new project. Of course, my nephew, Larry Clark, is with me, and he's the producer of that project.
Amen.
We have on there an organ solo, and I know some of you all out there ask me to play the organ wherever I go.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that, you know, they call me and I say it humbly, the queen of the Hammond B3 organ.
Yes,
solo.
Right. Indeed.
There's an organ solo on there.
Amen.
Also, there's a selection that I did with Larry, a duet, and also my sisters, the Clark sisters,
wonderful,
are on there. So I'm excited about it.
I got a little sneak peek of what Karen did too. She pulled the sisters up too. Guys are doing. You can't do one without the other, I imagine. So Larry, talk about your relationship. We know that your mom is Denise. Denise is one of the original Clark sisters.
Correct.
And so you're the oldest grandson of Dr. Maddie Mars Clark.
Okay?
I've done my homework, hon. I've done my homework. I remember the Clark brothers. I've been doing radio for 24 years.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
So I remember the Clark brothers. What made you now say, you know what, I'm going to do some music with my auntie and we're going to put this thing out on a national platform?
But first, let me say, even though she's my relative, it's an honor to be able to work with a two-time Grammy Award winner.
Right.
But this one was special. This is our second project, actually, national project release. But this one was a DVD and a CD. And the reason why it was extra special because, I mean, again, even though they're my aunts, to produce the Clark Sisters Hallelujah remix. So we did this in Detroit at a museum. And so far, you know, the public, they've been giving us love on this one. So this one was special because I got to revisit used to call them remixes with Aunt Karen and Aunt Twinkie. And then, you know, two Clark Sister songs and then two, because people don't know, Aunt Twinkie's have over 4 decades of music.
Yeah.
So, you know, to revisit those songs and then the new stuff, it was a great thing because you get the family element as well as the musical, because she's so versed.
Yeah.
You know, funk, classical,
yeah.
You know, traditional, contemporary. So that was a great journey for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful. You know,
they were singing what? You Brought the Sunshine in Clubs long before that crossover thing was popular, right?
No, they weren't singing the club, but they were playing at the club.
Oh, yeah, they were singing it, dancing it, doing all kinds of stuff with You Brought the Sunshine in the Club.
That's funny.
I like it. So tonight, you're going to be doing some of those classic songs as well, right?
Yes.
I love it.
Off the It's My Living in Vain album, there'll be two that we're going to do, and there'll be some other talent there that mm-hmm. are going to do songs that were written by
She's
me.
She's being modest.
I know.
Listen, the whole show is a timeline of her career.
Amen.
We're doing Wonderful. Twinkie songs from when you start mm-hmm. to when we close. So
awesome.
Even though the other artists that are coming, this is actually our seventh city.
Mm-hmm.
So this is special for me because I used to live here.
I was
Rockville and Gaithersburg resident.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so we're going right from the 70s to 2014. Mm-hmm. We're doing covering all of that. That she, I mean, she's impacted so many lives over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's just amazing, you know. And so I'm like, to be able to be a part of this tribute as well as tour mm-hmm. of her achievements, you know, it's just amazing. So I'm proud of my auntie.
So we're going to go back a little bit. Now, this is one of my absolute faves. It is because nobody knew what endowing mean until we began to sing Endow Me.
Praise God.
Man, so here you are with your sisters doing Endow Me on Praise 104.1. And she's in here singing with it, right? I'm just getting ready to lay right out. I'm just going to get my prayer cloth and lay right in this floor. While you're in the midst of doing all those runs.
I'm going to lay right out with you.
And man, and then in the midst of all that, then Byron comes in.
Yeah.
And man, that is so sweet. He talked about the influence that Twinkie has on him and his music. You know, he was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, too. So that's just really, really, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's in y'all water. I'm just convinced. It's in y'all. I'm just so convinced. So I'm real excited about the new project that's coming out. So coming up in 15 minutes, we'll come back and we'll play more music from that project. Okay?
Okay.
So tell us, set it up. We're going to be playing. Let's see which one we'll play. We'll play There Is a Word that's coming up. Set that up. So coming out of the break, we'll be prepared to hit it.
Okay. This is my duet with my auntie.
Yeah.
Twinkie Clark, There Is a Word. And it's just a simple message that mm-hmm. All you need is God to reveal the answer to your situation. One word to turn it all around. So hope you enjoy it. D.C., Maryland.
Yeah. So coming up in 6 minutes, more with Larry and Twinkie Clark on Praise 104.1.
I love
history here and just, you know, all the things that they're working on, the art of gospel music and talking about her sisters, all kinds of great stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, in studio with us is also Joshua Somerville. He's the National Choir Director and Coordinator for the White House Prayer Initiative. Come to the mic for us, Joshua. He has Twinkie and Larry here as well because they're going to be doing something phenomenal tomorrow at the White House. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Awesome.
I'm blessed.
Yes. Now, also, Joshua is the Minister of Music of Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Rockville, where Twinkie Clark and Larry will be tonight, which is another tribute choir. It's all about Twinkie's music tonight. Absolutely free. They have a number of other artists that's going to be there as well presenting. You're going to be presenting tonight.
Yes, God.
And so tomorrow, though, it's a Thousand Voice Choir.
Yes, Lord.
And they're going to be doing what? There Is a Word.
Praise Christ.
Yeah. That made it real easy for you, right?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So talk about this initiative and how you became a part of it.
This initiative was organized 16 years ago by the visionary and executive director, Reverend Dr. Terry Lee,
mm-hmm.
who was given a vision by God way back when of some major event that was going to happen in the United States, turned out to be 9/11.
Wow.
And went into immediate prayer and had organized this whole entire event, and just it progressed and progressed and progressed.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, 16 years later,
mm-hmm.
One of my choir members from my group, His Will and Spirit, had called me to say that he was asked to do a prayer for this event.
Mm-hmm.
He recommended the choir. We went to the meeting. They said, well, we actually want 1,000 people.
Wow.
And, right. Mm-hmm. And
you had to pull 1,000 out your hip pocket.
Hello. But God's still good all the time.
Yeah.
And so we through conversation, my name was put into the mix to say that I have been able to do something like this. And, you know, because I do bring people all together usually on a regular basis. I've never done 1,000, but I could. They thought I was gifted enough and anointed enough to do so. That was February 18th, and 2 days after that, we already had 300 people.
Wow.
And so now here we are, May 2nd, preparing for May 3rd. Tomorrow we have 1,000 people. 1,000. We have Twinkie Clark, David Bratton, who is the composer of Every Praise, will be down here with us. It's just going to be wonderful. There's going to be singing, dancing. Somebody's actually going to be doing portraits while we sing. There's going to be mime people from Dallas. I mean, all over the nation are coming over to be a part of this event. It's going to be an absolute blessing.
And it's free as well. So tonight is free at Mount Calvary in Rockville. And then tomorrow it's free from 12 noon at the White House Ellipse. So you know where they light the Christmas tree. It's open to the public. So you can make your way down there tomorrow at 10 a.m. At 12 noon, the choir should be up.
Absolutely. It starts at 10, 12 noon, the choir. I should be singing. We'll be singing Every Praise, Break Every Chain, We're Gonna Make It, Jesus Will, and There is a word.
Amen. Yes. So have you been to the White House before, Twinkie?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
Only for a tour.
It's
something I've been desiring over 15 years.
Well, there
and
you
it
go.
Finally happens.
Something else to add to the resume, right?
The Lord and Joshua.
I love it. I love it. So tomorrow you can make your way down there at 10 to 12 noon at the White House Ellipse. And then tonight you can make your way over to Mount Calvary Baptist Church. That's 608 North Horners Lane in Rockville, Maryland. You can Google it. Come on out. Larry's going to be there. Love and Faith Christian Fellowship Choir. They're going to be there. Chester Burke and Company. God's Folk Factor.
God Factor.
Okay.
Dallas.
They spell it real funny. The God Factor. And then Joshua's going to be there tonight along with Twinkie, and they're doing a tribute of all of her songs, all of her wonderful songs, 300 plus songs.
Thanks Four God. Decades.
4 decades of music, decades. Twinkie. That's I bet that them royalty checks looking real good. Tell somebody to write a song.
When they come in, they
tell somebody to write a song. I love it. I love it. We're going to talk more with Twinkie Clark. I got to do this one because you know what? I don't care how long this song has been out. It has been in rotation here at Radio 1. And everybody loves it. It's Twinkie's Bless You Real Good on Praise 104.1. Bless You Real Good is going nowhere on this playlist, I promise you. But we're excited about it. You're very welcome. And listen, I want to thank our program director, Ron Thompson, too, who really believes in your music, really loves you. He came in on one morning while I was in. He said, you got to listen to this. You got to. And it was God's favor. And then he came back with There's a Word. He was like, what you think? I was like, I really love it. I love it. So he was like, okay, I'm going to push it. I'm going to put it in, see how it tests. He's a believer. So we got to say hats off to him. He's on vacation this week, but I'm sure he's listening. Yes. But say thank you to Ron for believing in the music and putting it in so that DC can get a glimpse of it. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So we're proud. You're going to be free tonight at Rockville. We'll put all this on our website. And she's also going to be at the White House Ellipse tomorrow. So make sure you guys be a part. Twinkie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Cheryl, for this space and for playing our music. Mm-hmm. Thank you, D.C., Maryland, all the other areas that have supported us and bought our CDs. Please go buy the CDs.
Yeah, we know you have a testimony, Larry.
Praise
and
God.
I want to thank you, too, because you've given her the opportunity to share this testimony.
Thank you.
To come back and put it. You know, it's one thing to have an anointing, but it's something else to capture the anointing.
Amen. Watch out now.
Yeah. As a producer, you've been able to capture the anointing, and what better way in the family, right?
Amen.
In the family. You're very welcome. What else are we working on? Where can we send everybody to look for more Twinkie, for more Larry Clark?
Well, you can go to Everybody Loves on Twinkie's Facebook page, Twinkie Clark Gospel. Same with mine's the Facebook, but Twitter, Instagram, they're all Twinkie Clark. Mm-hmm. And we just continue to go on tour. We've got about 5 more cities ahead of us, and we're going to go throughout the summer. But, you know, on Twinkie, no matter what, I don't think she could ever truly stop recording. I think somewhere she's going to do something to, because I know there's songs still in her. Because even Grandma's last, Dr. Mighty Moss Clark's last song, this is the truth, was on her bed when she was paralyzed, and our Twinkie was writing it
Wow.
right next to her. the last one to record it. So I'm like, grandma's writing songs till she got out of here.
Yeah.
So that's, I know, cool. I Twinkie.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yep.
Can't stop.
Isn't that something?
Can't stop. It's like Jeremiah, fire in my bones. Can't. That's right. Yeah. Shut up in my bones. Yeah. Can't stop it.
Yeah. When you live, breathe, and eat this thing, you know, mm-hmm. it just becomes your fiber and a part of you. Speaking of legacy, you know, the McCrimmons and Mother McCrimmon, one of the things we loved about her, she just went home to be with the Lord in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And one of the things that I noticed about her, like you said about Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, is that she breathed praise. Like every word was, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Those were the saints. And so I can imagine Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, you know, in her sick bed, breathing lyrics and breathing songs and breathing whatever God has given her.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She had one side paralyzed, and with the other, the hand that worked, she still was putting together chord.
Wow.
I promise you, I'm seeing it.
I'm watching.
And then now, people, we had a tribute to her in Detroit, and people were still saying to me about Be Still, that song that I know
that was her last song.
That was her last song.
My God.
So, you know, the one thing, as far as with this is in ministry, there's no retiring. As long as the Spirit of God is in you and He's quickening you to do things, you can be in any condition and God can still use you.
Yes, He can.
You know, He still can speak to you and through you be a vessel for His glory. So that part I'm grateful for, even being in this family. You know, it is people like, oh, it's so great. But it is a burden as well to make sure you make that you're
that
effective
legacy.
In ministry and not just getting caught up in the carrying on whatever. It's like, no, the Lord has to be, and people still need the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I got to tell you, Twinkie's looking amazing, too. She's looking absolutely amazing. She got a little asymmetric thing going
on
here.
I got a little age coming up. But she's in the late 50s. I'm on my way to 60.
You look so beautiful, though.
Bless you.
Yeah. And I know you've been sick, and God is delivering and healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're looking amazing. So God's doing it again.
Yes, He is.
I like it.
Praise God. If these other folks can stay out here, like Mary was saying, Mama Shirley, we call her Mama Shirley, Shirley Caesar, or Aretha Franklin, all of them, in their 70s. I plan on doing the same, continuing it on.
I love it. So we had to give her a little time because she is the legendary Twinkie Clark.
Bless you.
Thank you for stopping through today.
Thank
we love you,
Cheryl.
All right. Praise 104.1.